freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud. Maud.
A little louder.
Matilda!
Matilda!
Matilda,
she take me money and run Venezuela. Sing a little softer.
How about a limbo?
Matilda, oh, limbo.
How about a limbo?
Matilda,
she take me money and run Venezuela.
A limbo! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, chapter. Matilda!
Come on now, if I couldn't do it in Jamaica, I certainly can't do it here.
Oh, no,
try
fair,
a little harder.
Cheating.
Calypso Joe on Island say trim ship with big stacks can't go under low bridge, man.
Coward, coward.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Thousands of requests, I will once more present to you my impersonation of the one and only Harry Belafonte.
No, no,
Dale!
Come on, stop, stop.
Dale!
Walter, we have all seen your belly button. Just put it away.
Yeah, after 2 weeks in Jamaica, Walter, I think I know your navel as well as my own. It's an inzy, right?
Wrong. Walter's belly button is definitely an outsy.
No. Well, you can't both be right. What is it?
One more time. Come on. All right, come on, Flash. Let's see it. Well, I'll be damned. It's half in and half out.
Leave it to my Walter to have a unique scene.
Oh, boy. You know, I think that this vacation was the best one we ever had.
How many does this make we've spent together now? Is this four or five?
No, five, I think.
Let's see.
Well, our first year, we went to Las Vegas.
Walter and I played golf every day, and you two hung around the slot machines, and you lost your shirts.
Yeah.
And then the next year, we went to the Virgin Islands.
Well, we sure didn't lose anything there.
And then the following year, we went to Hawaii, Chuck. Do you remember when we went deep sea fishing and you got so seasick?
Yes. I can still see him lying there on the deck of that boat, moaning away, poor Chuck. Me trying to get you to go below.
And Viv, when you said up, Chuck, he did. Golly, we've had some marvelous times together, the four of us.
Yes, and that's the secret, Maud, the four of us.
Because you and Chuck are such a ball to be with.
Oh, no, Walter. Well, no, it's because we got lucky when Maud finally decided to marry you.
Right.
Get out.
No, it's true, it's true. We just couldn't make it with those other three guys. I mean, Albert, for example, he was a first-class creep.
Albert, a creep? Oh, come on, Chuck, that's not fair. He wasn't a first-class anything.
Well, anyhow, no matter how much we all four love each other, we two have got to go home.
Oh, yeah,
One last drink.
Walter.
You kids fix the drinks, and I'll get us some food.
Well,
I think I have some salami and cheese in the fridge.
Will you help?
Come on, Walter. No, really, we got to go. We got to
go.
Boy, they really are too much, aren't they?
Aren't they the greatest? Now, I'll tell you who's really too much. You.
Viv, what are you talking about? Little old me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just an ordinary guy with very superior intelligence, supreme wit, great legs. And if I do have one fault, which I don't, it's a highly developed sense of modesty. No, it's you, Viv.
all.
You're the real one. You always have
Who are you kidding? You're the Rock of Gibraltar. Just take our wedding night. What would I have done without you?
Well, very little, I hope.
I mean it. Mean it. Your sensitivity, your understanding. You know, I think in this whole cockeyed world, you're the only real grown-up I've ever known.
Viv!
Oh, will you just listen to us in our situation, praising each other to the sky?
And loving each other to the limit.
And I do love you, Chuck.
Oh, and I love you, Viv.
When do you think we ought to tell Maud and Walter we're getting a divorce?
What about right now? It'll give us something to talk about.
I wonder how they'll take it.
Oh, Viv, don't worry. They'll love it. I mean, you know, the maturity of it all. The civilized notion of two people who still respect and love one another separating for good.
Because they've simply had it.
Up to here. No, Walter and Maud will be the first to understand, Viv. I mean, they're, you know, they're 20th century people. They're just like us. Hey, you guys, come on out. We're getting sort of lonely out here.
Did you hear that? They're getting lonely. Some chance with those lovebirds. We'll be right out, guys. Walter's attacking me on the portable dishwasher.
Hey.
Later, when the dishes are dirty. Oh, Walter, I'm so happy, you know? And I think so much of it has to do with Viv and Chuck. I don't know, there's a kind of joy that emanates from them. Oh, how I used to envy them before I met you. You know, every time I got married, I used to say, oh, please, please, this time, make it the perfect marriage, just like Viv and Chuck's. And I must have meant it because I said it four times. But I finally made it with you.
Let's face it, Maud. Chester, Barney, and Albert just had the wrong kind of belly button.
They were all outsies. Okay, fellas, like I always say, a salami a day keeps the doctor away.
Keeps everybody away. Which reminds me, I ought to call Arthur and tell him we're back.
Walter, don't you dare. Come on, we've only been home for about 20 minutes. You know, what we really should be doing is trying to figure out where we're going to spend our next vacation.
How about Red China? I understand Kissinger found a good German restaurant there.
Red China's out. I hate German food. How about you guys? Any suggestions?
Well, maybe we ought to wait a while.
I mean, sure, we don't have to decide right now.
Hey, wait a minute. You two wouldn't be trying to tell us that you're looking for another couple.
Oh, no chance, Maud.
It's nothing like that. But we do have something we want to tell you.
Something you want to tell? Walter, they have something they want to tell us.
I got it. I can tell by that happy look in your eye, Chuck. You're going to trade in your old jalopy for a new one.
Oh, that's one way to put it.
No, Walter. It's not a new car.
It's a new boat.
No, not a boat.
Listen to me. We finally decided. After 21 years of marriage.
Oh, no. Oh, kids. Oh, Viv, oh, Chuck, you're adopting a baby. Oh. Isn't this wonderful? Can you imagine a child growing up in a happier home?
Maud, it's not a baby.
Hey, is it bigger than a bread box?
No, Walter, no.
Smaller than a dump truck.
No.
Is it a service?
No.
Something Walter and I could do?
Together.
Wait a minute, look. Vivian and I are getting a divorce.
Yeah, maybe it's animal, vegetable, or mineral. Is it a rutabaga?
We're getting a divorce.
Oh, come on, Viv, give me a little hint.
I said we're getting a divorce.
I heard that. I'd rather have the hint. Come on, everybody. Matilda, chicky-chicky-boom-boom. Matilda.
Maud, we're splitting up.
That's right, Maud.
Maud, I think he means it.
Oh, come on, Walter. That's Chuck. That's the same practical joker who signed the hotel register, Warren G. Harding and sister. Come on, fellas. I've known
Maud,
you two. Look,
Maud,
Viv,
listen.
You can talk till you're blue in the face. I mean, I can't believe it. I know you too well. Look, I bet everything I own, my house, my bank account, my antique sideboard, everything I own. And I'd lose my assets, wouldn't I?
It's not the end of the world.
It is to me, Viv. Viv, how could you do this to me?
Oh, Maud, now come on. Look on the bright side. Now listen.
Viv and I had our very last vacation together with you and Walter. Now, the memory of that is something that's going to be with us for the rest of our lives.
You know, the thing that I don't understand is, when did you decide? We had adjoining rooms in Jamaica. You seemed so happy.
Happy? You know, the walls were paper thin. We heard them. They were delirious. Kids, couldn't you just wait a week? I mean, until the slides are developed. When you see how happy you were in Kodachrome, you'll really change your mind.
No. I mean, we thought the whole thing through. Now, look, don't get the idea that Viv and I don't still dig each other as human beings. We do. It's just that we simply cannot make it together anymore.
That's why in Jamaica we never let you out of our sight. We spend every minute with you and Walter because when we're alone together anymore, we just can't stand each other, can we, darling?
Absolutely not. I mean, we just bore each other to death. I mean, it's been going on for years, but we just now seem to notice it.
I guess we were the last to know.
No, I was the last to know.
Oh, Maud, honey, now come on, cheer up. Now, good night, baby. Good night, Walter.
Good night, Chuck.
Good night.
Good night, Walter.
Viv.
I mean, it's just so ironic. I mean, Walter and I have always said that of all the couples we know, yours is the perfect marriage.
Is that funny? That is exactly what we've always said about you and Walter. The perfect marriage.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I don't understand it. I mean, how could that marriage fall apart? It was made in heaven.
Well, maybe it should have been made in Japan, like everything else.
Walter, please don't be funny when the whole world is crashing around our ears.
Walter, it's not that I'm not sorry for Viv and Chuck, but, you know, what can anybody do about it?
Look, Walter, our best friends tell us that after 21 years of marriage, they are getting a divorce. I mean, how can you not be shocked?
Walter, I'm going to tell you something. You never know about marriage. Marriage is like a new pair of shoes.
A new pair of shoes, Walter?
On the outside, they may look beautiful, but only the one who wears them knows how much they hurt his feet.
Wow. Boy, what insight. No, I mean it. Don't be modest. How can you compare a broken marriage to a pair of tight hush puppies?
Okay, Maud, it's after midnight. We had a long trip, and I got a big day tomorrow.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Listen, I shouldn't even be talking about it, but Viv and Chuck are gone now, and Philip and Carol are away for the weekend. Walter, do you enjoy being alone with me?
Of course I do.
Then how come the whole time we were in Jamaica, we didn't let Chuck and Viv out of our sight for a minute?
We? Maud, they never let us out of their sight.
Don't change the subject. I obviously bore you.
You don't bore me.
No, then how come 5 minutes after we got back, you tried to call Arthur on the phone?
Arthur, holy mackerel, thanks for reminding me. I hope it's not too late.
Walter! Why can't you bear to be alone with me?
I love being alone with you.
Then how come we didn't have 5 minutes together the whole time we were on what turned out to be the most rotten vacation I've ever had?
Rotten? Maud, you loved that vacation.
Only because I didn't know any better. We get home and the first thing you do is call Arthur. I am worried, Walter.
About Arthur and me?
About you and me, Walter. About our marriage.
Maud, I love you.
Chuck and Vivian love each other and they're getting a divorce. Walter, doesn't that worry you?
Maud, do you think it would help our marriage if we hated each other? I'm willing to give it a try.
Oh, honey, it's just that I don't want to be a 47-year-old swinging single.
Maud, I know what your problem is. You're frightened. You can't bear the thought of another divorce, but there's not going to be one. I'm not Chester, I'm not Barney, I'm not Albert, I'm Walter. The last of your red-hot lovers.
Walter, Walter, why don't we ever spend any time alone
together? What?
We don't, Walter, we don't. We have spent every single vacation with Chuck and Viv. We came home tonight, they wanted to leave, we insisted that they stay for a snack. Every time we go to the movies, we ask another couple. When we're out to dinner, there are always other people around. I mean, it's exactly the same situation as Chuck's and Viv's, isn't it?
No, it is not the same, and that's that. Look, I can't analyze everything we do. All I know is how I feel.
And how do you feel, Walter?
Sleepy. Good night, Maud.
That's right. Bury your head in the sand, Walter. Run away from your problems.
Maud, we have no problem.
Then why are you yelling at me?
This is a stupid, petty argument, and it's beneath us.
So now the things that matter to me are beneath us. I'm very sorry, Ben.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to go into the kitchen. I'm going to wash the dishes.
Maud, it's after midnight. This is crazy.
Look, you know I cannot go to sleep with a house full of dirty dishes. All night long, I hear the plaintive voices of little cups and saucers saying, wash me. Wash.
That's because you're compulsive.
Now I am compulsive. No wonder you always say I'm beneath you.
Maud, don't twist my words. I have never, but never felt you beneath me.
You have never felt me beneath you?
Twisting my words again! Just talk to you, but you don't understand me.
After 4 years of marriage, I finally find out how little I satisfy you.
That's not what I said. And for crying out loud, would you forget those damn dishes?
Oh, now the dishes bother you. I am very sorry, Walter Findlay. I cannot stand a messy kitchen.
And I can't stand a messy kitchen neither. Let me have that. So much for the messy kitchen. You want to try for the messy bathroom? All those wet pantyhose hanging over the shower curtain, huh? Little pieces of Kleenex that you use to blot your lipstick lying in the bowl, smiling up at me. Hair curlers all over the place, especially whenever I sit down.
You must despise me.
Maud?
I mean, suddenly everything's coming out. All the little things you can't stand about me. How come that suddenly you start complaining about my patio?
Maud. All the things I said were trivial. They fade into nothing when I think of how much I love you. Because I love you, Maud. I love you more today than I did yesterday. Yes. And less than I will tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, darling. Oh, Walter. That's so sweet and poetic. If Shakespeare had known you, he never would have written Romeo and Juliet.
He would have written the Valachi papers!
Look, why don't we purge ourselves? Maybe if I dig deep enough, there are some things about you I don't like either. I'll tell you what. Let's write it all down on paper the way they do in group therapy.
You want group therapy? Be your own group. I'm going to bed.
Look, Walter, please.
Maud, please. I'm tired. There's always tomorrow.
No, there isn't. That's what I used to think about Chuck and Viv, but there is no tomorrow for them. Please, darling, look. Here we go. Now, look, sweetheart. Just sit down here, right here. Here's a piece of paper. Here's a pencil. You just write down all the things that you can't stand about me. I'll sit here and write down the things I can't stand about you.
The first thing I can't stand is to write things down.
Write it down. Now, honey, trust me. I mean, this is important. I mean, even if it's only a couple of things.
You can at least wait. We begin together.
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Look, if you have so much to complain about, here, write with both hands.
Two hands and three pencils? What'll I do with the third one? Which reminds me.
Whoa. Oh, come on now, enough's enough. Walter, you can't have that much to complain about. We've only been married for 4 years.
What are you doing?
I want to see the paper.
No, you were absolutely right, Maud. I got a lot of things off my chest and I feel much better. Let's go to bed.
Why go to bed? Listen, Walter, that's no way to solve these problems. This problem cannot be solved horizontally. This is a vertical issue, Walter. Now look, I am not coming to bed, so don't wait up for me. I am not coming to bed. What are you doing?
I'm going to sleep in the den. I couldn't convince you that we have a good marriage. You've begun to convince me that we got a bad one.
Oh, Walter, don't say that, Joe. Don't say that, Walter.
What? Just think of it as a trial separation. Nighty night.
Walter, come out of there. I mean, Walter, you didn't show me the piece of paper.
I agreed to write things down, Maud. I didn't agree to show them to you. Good night, Maud.
But, Walter, Honey, that was the whole idea. I mean, if you don't show me, how can I change? Walter, I asked you a question. Walter! Oh, now you're not talking to me. Is that it? Listen, Walter. Walter, come out of there! Walter, if you won't come out, at least open the door. Okay, if that's the way you want things, Walter, I'm going upstairs. Good night. Walter, I'm back. Oh, darling, please forgive me. Sweetheart, I didn't mean it. Please. Walter, are you there? Walter, you didn't go out the window, did you? Look, sweetheart, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read to you what I wrote on my piece of paper. I mean, it's trivial. There's only one thing. I mean, it's nothing, darling. It's just that sometimes after you eat cottage cheese and you talk, I see little white specks between you. But, sweetheart, I can live with them. Please, darling, now tell me, sweetheart. Sweetheart, love, what did you write about me, Walter? Walter? Walter, what did you write about me? Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't see it. I love you, Maud. I love you. 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 So get off my back. Oh, oh, darling, this is the loveliest letter you ever wrote me. Sweetheart, I love you, Walter. Please come out, sweetheart. Oh, God is going to get you for this.
Matilda, chicky chicky boom boom. Matilda, chicky chicky boom boom. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Sing a little softer.
Matilda.
Walter, look, I'm sorry. Can I come in?
Chuck, come in.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Chuck, is anything the matter?
Oh, I tell you, Maud, I just can't stand it when she sulks, you know? When she sulks, I mean, something really happens to me inside. You know, I fume, I boil. And that silly look she gets on her face when she starts to pout. I'll tell you something. I am not a violent man. But when she gets like that, I have this insane desire to punch her in the mouth. Knock out every other tooth. I mean, she'd look like a Steinway. And the more she sulks, you know, the angrier I get. So I thought I'd just better get out of the house before I lost control of myself, you know? I'm sorry. You know, I got in the car and I just started driving around. Please, could I sleep here tonight?
Well, sure, I guess so.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't be any trouble. You know, I could sleep in the den.
Yeah, but you see, there's only one problem.
And here it is. Good night, Chuck.
Viv!
What are you doing here?
Well, what are you doing here?
You know I can't stand being alone in the house.
Well, then why don't you go stay at your mother's like everybody else?
That shows how much attention you pay. My mother's been dead 11 years.
I know your mother has been dead 11 years. That's why I said, why don't you go stay at your mother's? So inhibited. You know I don't like that kind of
stuff. No. Some fight. They sound like they're going to kill each other.
Isn't it wonderful? You know, I think there's still hope for the marriage. They're beginning to sound exactly like us.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.